call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there, because they're completely free. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts who want to charge you for access to their website, we do it for free. FreeTalkLive.com. Continuing a topic from last hour, because the phone's just blowing up about it, and as they should, it has to do with your freedom to bear arms. According to the Second Amendment, you know, that pesky Bill of Rights that the government seems to hate so much, according to the Second Amendment, well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. You know, that sounds pretty darn clear to me. I'm not a scholar or anything like that, but I can read plain English, and that's pretty darn plain, Mark.
It sounds like it to me. That the people's right to bear arms should not be infringed, but it has been. The right's been infringed.
Oh, it continues to be infringed. In fact, you don't have a right to bear arms if you have to ask permission to do so. In many cases, you don't have the right to wear a gun on your hip. We happen to have that freedom still here in New Hampshire, but in most of the other states in the country, can't do that.
I would say just about every state of the union, somebody who's been convicted of a felony is not able to bear arms.
That's an outrage, because once you've served your time, you should be back in the population of America anybody else.
You know, if I have a felony, why shouldn't I be able to defend myself?
Family.
If I've done my time, whether that's prison or probation or whatever it was that I was supposed to do, I need to be able to protect my family. I shouldn't be able to own a gun.
Who could disagree with that? 1-800-259-9231. So there's those. Plus, if you just want to have a gun maybe underneath your shirt, a concealed weapon, in most every state in the country, you have to go and beg for permission from the government. Now, in some states, like New Hampshire, you just go and ask and they shall issue it to you, which means they pretty much have to give it out to you. But still, nonetheless, it's an insult that you have to go and bow down before some so-called authority and ask for permission to exercise what's supposed to be a right. But now, if the court, the appeals court in Washington, D.C. has its way, if the government has its way, they will get this judge, these judges on this appeals court to say there is no more individual right to bear arms in this country. This is in, it's in court right now. You don't believe me? Check the AP. We talked about it last hour. We're going to the phones because I want to know, what would you do if you're a gun owner? What would you do if the government came to confiscate your firearms? And I think we had a call last hour from a gentleman who was kind of stunned. He didn't really have an answer. He didn't know what he would do. He was a gun owner, and he didn't want to give up his guns, but envisioning the scenario of having government enforcers, the police, or in the case of New Orleans, the National Guard, coming to his house to take his guns, is a vision he'd never even considered before. And who can blame him? He was under the impression that this is the land of the free. He was under the impression that things like this couldn't happen in America, but they can.
You know, I would venture to say that the people that had their guns confiscated in New Orleans during the Katrina disaster, mm-hmm. I would think that if they had a chance to think about it, if you know, there was a little warning, citizens of New Orleans, tomorrow morning at 12, we will be coming, or 11, we'll be coming around and picking up your guns. If they gave them, 6, 8, 10 hours to think about it,
they'd hit them.
Hey, I'm not sure whether I want to give up my guns.
I don't think they had that warning.
You have to think about this, because it's happened already here in America.
And it can happen again.
It can. It's going to happen again.
Yeah, it probably will. So you better start thinking about what your plan of action is going to be. Want to know about it, though? 800-259-9231. Of course, if you're a gun controller, you're always welcome to call in if you support the government confiscating firearms. 1-800-259-9231. As we go to the phones, some gentlemen have been waiting very patiently. Ed in Fort Lauderdale listening on WFTL. Hello, Ed.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
I absolutely would not give up my gun. I served in the United States Army. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I have... you were talking before about...
But, Ed, no. Ed, if they pass a law that says you have to give up your firearms, you become a criminal.
Well, then, no, this government would become an endangered species, because if they do that, we would get together and we would get rid of this government. This government, governing people is an illusion, and it's an illusion that we allow. All a person's got to do is look to Iraq, and you can see how fragile any democracy really truly is. If we elect these people, and if they do something that truly outrages enough of us, we can get rid of this government. We can turn it over, and we can get rid of them. The police are our brothers and sisters. The military are people that live with us. They're our sons, our daughters, our brothers, sisters,
yes,
and cousins.
Yes, and you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because I wanted to address that point. We had a show a few weeks ago, and I know we're brand new there on WFTL, but keep listening. We're going to be on every Saturday night there. But we had a show a couple weeks ago where a number of police officers called in, and we presented this situation to them, this New Orleans gun confiscation situation, which actually happened at the hands of the National Guardsmen. We saw the video footage of them confiscating people's weapons. And we asked the police officers, at least one of them, we got a straight answer out of, as to whether or not he supported gun rights, and if he would, when ordered to by his COs, by his superiors, if he would confiscate firearms. He started out by sounding good and saying, oh, yeah, of course we support your gun rights. But in the event of an emergency, yes, I would follow those orders. So, you know, you can't take solace in the fact that these are your friends and family members, because first and foremost, they're law enforcers, and they will follow the orders of their superiors.
Well, I take solace in the fact that I have an AK-47 and a bunch of 9mm, and I have enough rounds and I know how to actually use these weapons, and I have a bunch of friends that can do the same exact thing, and we're law-abiding citizens, and if anybody comes into our neighborhood, they'll see just exactly what a well-regulated militia looks like. That is, you know, I live down here in South Florida, and after the hurricanes, we were without power for quite some time down here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. The gun stores, they went crazy after that. As soon as the power came back up, people realized you need weapons. You need to be able to defend yourself.
Absolutely.
That Katrina fiasco, the government isn't going to save you. The police aren't going to save you. When the criminals come knock on my door or kick my door in, well, they're going to have a rude awakening.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen where I live. And if you come knocking on my door and you're trying to take my weapons, I'm sorry. I pay my taxes. I'm a nice guy. I try and help my neighbors out. You come with that nonsense, we've got a real problem.
Well
we've
said, Ed. We appreciate
it.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. If only Moore had his attitude.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have it in New Orleans. Because when they were going house to house, they gave them up. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Michael in Miami, listening on WFTL. Hello, Michael.
Hello there. First of all, I want to tell you that your program is great. It's a thinking man and woman's program, and that's what I enjoy the most. I'd like to throw a theory out there that I've had for many years. It might be a little wacky. It might be on target, but I'm sure it'll bring up some food for thought.
Okay, great.
I believe that criminal justice is big business. The entire industry around, and I use the word industry in parentheses, the entire industry around criminal justice is very big. Investigators, prosecutors, corrections,
sure.
Funeral directors, police officers, yes, police officers. And therefore, I believe, or I have a theory that this industry, it is not in their interest to have a well-armed, self-defending populace. Because, like you said last hour, if the police officer or the law enforcement officer gets there only to clean up after a citizen has lawfully defended himself or herself, you know, that cuts down on a lot of job security. That cuts down on a lot of investigators, corrections.
You know, I'm with you up to that point. I would agree there's a huge industry behind it, but I would think that industry is more fueled by the drug war than by people having weapons or not. Because most crimes, most crimes are drug possession or, you know, possession-type crimes, distribution-type crimes, that kind of thing. And then that's about half of them. The other half are violent crimes committed in order to get drugs or because of drugs or turf wars because of drugs. I would say that if they legalize drugs in their entirety, that you'd probably see an 85% drop.
But what he's saying, though, Mark, is that because it's such an industry is one reason why the police continue to oppose legalization. The police,
exactly.
The police chiefs associations, like in Nevada recently, where they wanted to just legalize a little bit of marijuana, the police chiefs come out and oppose it every single time, even though it's the sensible thing to do and the right thing to do for humanity, the police oppose it. Because
exactly,
they're
sir.
Profiting from it. They're benefiting from it. The only people that benefit from the war on drugs are the criminals selling the drugs and the police enforcing the laws. We all the rest of us suffer. Michael, thanks for the call. Call us again sometime. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You take control. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That is the Packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. We're talking guns, but if that's not what you want to talk about, then, well, change it up. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, and that does include the live streams. There are two of them. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both of them await you for your listening convenience, totally free, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. By the way, I'd like to invite all of our listeners on our newest affiliate, WFTL, down in Southeast Florida, to tune in to hour number three via our live streams, because unfortunately you guys have to, due to contractual obligations and that sort of thing, you're going to lose the feed at 9 o'clock and you're going to go to some kook crackpot guy that reads minds or something like that.
He talks
to the dead, that's what he does.
He might really be able to talk to the dead.
So what are
you talking about?
So Free Talk Live continues online, freetalklive.com. Of course, the rest of our affiliates, you know when you can listen. All right, we're going back to the phones, back to the fun, talking guns. Let's talk with Steve in Washington, listening on KUSA. Hello, Steve.
Hello. How you doing today?
Great. What's on your mind?
Hey, I love your program. I'm right with you guys. And the question that you guys raised earlier about, what was the militia and what was their intentions, I think Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution delineates it pretty good. Because, from what I read, and it says, it lists the powers of the Congress, because obviously the Constitution was designed to only give them certain powers, not to give them all powers.
That's correct. All of the other powers are delegated to the states or to the
right.
individuals themselves.
Right. In Section 8, Article 1, Section 8, it says, to raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be for longer than a term of 2 years. And it says in the next paragraph, to provide and maintain a navy. Now, when I read that, that sounds to me like, okay, so when in the revolutionary days, when the state militias, the people, which are the militias, I believe,
mm-hmm.
came together to defend the state, then when the states created that union, that gave the government, in time of a national emergency, to defend the nation, and the states had the choice of deciding whether or not they're actually going to commit their state militia to defend the nation.
Excellent point. In fact, the reason for that, as James Madison, the father of the Constitution, pointed out in many of his writings, was that they understood that standing armies were the tools of tyrants.
Right.
They understood that if you have a standing army, as we do in America, that eventually they're going to be used for political purposes as they currently are. And that's
right.
why they said 2 years maximum, and then it's dissolved. That's the way it's
right.
supposed to be.
Right. Back
exactly.
when people scraped for a living and the bureaucrats came around with their swords to collect taxes, I mean, they've considered an army to be an extremely expensive thing. Most people in the Western world didn't like the idea of a standing army. It was a bad thing. Well, now that the government makes money out of thin air instead of gold, and they can just print it whenever they need it, which is essentially what they've financed this war in Iraq with, just printed money.
Well, they finance every war
with. That's why your house doubled in value in the last 5 years. It, your house didn't go up in value. The money just cut in half.
That's true.
So, people thought it was a really bad idea back then to have standing armies, and that's why, really, we're not supposed to have one now.
Right. And just to let you know, I am a corrections officer, and, I agree with you guys. I mean, if they ever called me as a corrections officer to help the police to confiscate weapons, I'd tell them no.
Well, that's
I'm not foolish enough to go out to someone's home and, expect to get shot in the head because someone's not going to give it up because they're going to believe like I do.
I certainly appreciate that. Since you are a corrections officer, are you working at prison, state prison?
No, at county level.
Okay. Are you, how many of the population in the jail, it's a jail then if it's county
yes.
level?
Mm-hmm.
Of the population of the jail you work in, the prisoners that are there, how many, what percentage are there for nonviolent drug-related crimes?
For nonviolent? Actually, a good majority of them are there for that. I'm guessing, and we did some, our director did some studies on this, and I'm trying to remember several years ago the figures. You're talking like 30-40%. I'm just off the top of my head.
That's just the biggest.
It's
the biggest
higher.
Percentage then of all of the categories of criminals, so called. That's the biggest percentage at your jail.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Now, would you like to see that come to an end? Would you like to see it where it's just the bad guys coming in there, just the killers, the rapists, the violent people, the vandals, those people? I mean, how do you feel about ending the war on drugs as a corrections officer?
As a corrections officer? Look, I think, first of all, I think you've got to legalize marijuana. And let's call it what it really is, hemp. You know, okay. I think that the whole thing with the drugs, if they legalize drugs, drop out the bottom of it, you know, you wouldn't have all these gangs be making all this big money off of it. You wouldn't have organized crime making big profits off of it.
You're absolutely right. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to turn you on to an excellent organization. Have you heard of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition?
No, I haven't.
Do you have internet access?
Yes, I do.
Okay, when you get a chance, head over to leap.cc, L-E-A-P, like Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, leap.cc, and that is their website. It's an excellent group of former and current law enforcement officers who have come out against Prohibition, have come out against the war on drugs, and they could use your support. And I really appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Love those guys at Leap. They're great. 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free lines to Terry in West Palm Beach, listening on WFTL. Hello, Terry. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I just, to back you up on that Second Amendment stuff, are you familiar with the 14th Amendment?
You know what? Vaguely. I know the 13th was the prohibition on slavery. What was the 14th?
Well, in the middle of it, it says, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. So that kind of backs up your argument about all the people maybe in California may be taking away arms. Well, it's... they're also violating the 14th Amendment.
Indeed, but it doesn't matter. I mean, the amendments have been violated all over the place. The federal government is violating the 4th Amendment and the 1st Amendment in their quest to create free speech zones outside of where the president speaks. I mean,
right.
Essentially, the government just basically is using the Constitution as toilet paper at this point.
They
and it's just
Miami.
A matter of time before they continue to whittle away at it, and they're all gone.
Yeah, they did that in Miami a couple of years ago.
Any other thoughts for us, Terry?
No, I really think you got a great show, and I'll
Thanks.
Keep listening.
We'll be on every weekend there on FTL. Thanks. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Ray in the Give Me Liberty Bar in Second Life. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hello, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Hey.
Yeah, this is Ray from the Give Me Liberty Bar.
It is? What's on your mind?
Well, you made an interesting observation. I guess it was kind of a rhetorical question earlier when you asked one of the callers if they would have put a sign in front of their house that said, I don't have a gun in this house.
Indeed.
And I thought that was a very funny but also very important point. And I was actually thinking maybe you could do a little experiment with that. And why don't you offer in your store on freetalklive.com some of those signs and see how many you sell.
Put your money where your mouth is, that sort of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
Thanks for the suggestion.
And we could make
man.
Some of our you know, for you as well at in Second Life and do the same thing.
Excellent. I encourage everybody who's got internet access to visit you guys over at the Give Me Liberty Bar. Thanks for the call at GiveMeLiberty.com. We're coming back with more. You know, we've gotten all kinds of supportive calls and only one dissenter. If you are for gun control, call in 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilzer, the author of the book The Next Millionaires, that predicted the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, F, A-N.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll free line. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is free. That includes the listener map. Over 1,700 of our listeners from around the world have added themselves to said listener map, and you can do so as well. Head over to map.freetalklive.com, or you can just surf around and see who else listens to the show. Map.freetalklive.com, just another free feature at freetalklive.com.
Is there a little person that's important to you this Christmas? Give them financial literacy for Christmas. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. It's a great stocking stuffer and will be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com.
The calls continue to roll in on the gun control issue. Actually, we weren't really necessarily talking about gun control specifically, but what started it all was a federal case. It's getting to the federal level. It's so weird. I guess it's federal if it's happening in D.C. I guess everything that happens in D.C. is
right.
Federal.
It's federal court.
So it's federal court. It's an appeals court that's deciding the meaning of the Second Amendment. They are going to be deciding as to whether or not individuals in America can bear arms. This is going to be a critical case. And it's a critical juncture in time as well as the government continues to grow beyond just unimaginable bounds, as it continues to encroach on our lives, as it continues to spend more and more money and print more and more money, as you mentioned a little while ago, thereby causing inflation, the most insidious form of tax. As the government gets more out of control, now they're going to make it perhaps so that you can't own guns anymore. And so, of course, the question I'd asked earlier, and is still valid, is if you are a gun owner and the state that you live in decided to ban all guns, what would you do about it? We had one guy call in earlier who didn't really sound too sure. He never even considered the possibility. He thought that in a free country, he'd be free to bear arms for all eternity, but maybe that's not the case. Then we had another guy call in who pointed out that he's ready to fight. He's ready to go down fighting. And, you know, it's easy to say that, but it's another situation entirely when five police officers come to your door and you're the only guy in the house. 800-259-9231. Either way, it's something that people who do have guns are going to have to start thinking about. And if you are an anti-gun person, you've been very underrepresented here tonight. There was one guy that called in earlier, and he kind of ran away off the phone line because he couldn't hack our logic. 800-259-9231. If you are a gun controller and you want to make a case, we'd love to hear from you. As we go to the phones to Andy in West Palm Beach, listening on WFTL. Hello, Andy.
This is Randy.
Oh, well, hey, Randy, sorry about that. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
That's okay. You know, I think it's probably pretty good that, you know, as a government, the government is supposed to discern what's safe and what's not safe for the public. And
I don't think that's good.
Well, it is good because that's what the American government's about. Because if the government, it was established what it is without getting into all of the quotes that the previous callers have done.
Mm-hmm.
And the government is making a determination, okay, this is not a safe situation for people to be running around with, as referenced before, high-powered weapons.
Well, does the Constitution say anything about safety in it?
Well, it says actually that there are two references as far as...
the general welfare, Mark.
You have a right to be safe in your surroundings, correct?
I don't think so. I don't think you have the right to that, no.
You don't think you have a right to that?
No, it's not. That's not in the Bill of Rights.
That doesn't really... No, I mean, well, that doesn't seem like a right.
Well, look, I'm not calling in for constitutional reference or a Bill of Rights, but, you know, okay. It's been referenced in previous courts, and if you go into Google...
Well, let him make a second point. Okay. I want to hear what the second point is.
Well,
so you said you have a right to be safe. Okay, go ahead.
You have a right to be safe. So if the government goes and determines that, okay, we have a problem in this particular area because of looting and things like this, and, you know, too many people might end up dead, and we think that we should take your weapons away, and this is why we're doing it. You're referencing New Orleans, Louisiana. And, you know, they go and they implement that, and you didn't get specific as to, you know, okay, well, it's a 30-day time period, and then
they didn't get specific either.
They just came and took people's guns.
Do you think that the people that work in the government that make these decisions, do you think they're smarter than you are?
Well, actually, they aren't, because what's occurred is...
You're right. They're not. So why should they decide whether you can protect yourself or not? How do they get to sit up there like little gods in Washington, D.C. and decide, well, down there they'll be taking their guns away because we think it's not safe? Apparently,
okay, well,
you think these people are God.
Okay, well, no, I don't think they're God, okay? I happen to be a homeless person. I live in a SUV.
Mm-hmm.
The license plate on my SUV happens to be arms dealer, ARMZDLR.
Uh-huh.
And I have been approached on numerous occasions by five or six police officers in the middle of the night when I'm not creating any problems or anything. I have no weapons on me, okay?
Okay.
The dudes pull tasers out on me and stuff like that, okay? They go ballistic, and they're paranoid individuals that have done this to me. But when you're looking at an overall area, okay, that's been totally ravaged by a storm that is equivalent to hydrogen bombs being dropped all over them, okay, and the government says, okay, we have a problem, and we don't want looting, and we don't want the people being murdered that are looted. Okay, well, actually, they're not murdered, but, you know, we don't want them being killed, okay, because this is going to bring bad press.
So because they could have bad press, they get to take my guns away? Is that
God,
what you're
saying? Wouldn't want bad press if I end up dead.
Now, hold on a second. I want to jump back to an allegation you made here a moment ago, and that was that you said that there's a right to be safe. Now, if
there's
a right to be safe, doesn't that mean that if I have a right to be safe, that I can force people to protect me? Isn't that essentially what a right is? Because if I have a right to be safe and I'm in danger, then somebody should come along and save me, right? Because I have a right to be safe at the behest of somebody else, correct?
Well, that certainly is correct. And
that's
going
absurd,
in something
yeah.
with me.
Oh, so that means I'm your slave. I have to come out and save you if you're unsafe.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Wait. You know, I understand you're a talk show person, okay, and your whole format is to create excitement. And it's not that you're a slave, okay? Anybody that's a public servant, okay, the way that I look at it, if you're a law enforcement officer, if you're a National Guard person, or if you're the president of the country, you are the slave to the people. But if they've gone and they've made that determination, okay, that we can't have this, or maybe some of our own are
so the slaves are making determinations? Wait, wait.
Right, hold, the slaves are making determinations? Wait a minute. Now I have to pay the slaves' wages in the forms of taxes. Who's the
That's
slave?
Right.
If I have to pay their wages or I go to jail, who's the slave?
Well, you know, when you go and you put a politician in jail or you put a law enforcement in jail, and going back to your reference of security and slavery and protecting the person, yes, I've used that in the past because of those sort of occurrences, and they do come, you know.
When, I don't even have any idea what you're babbling about.
Can
you answer his question? It's very simple.
Right.
Okay.
Well, if I've got to pay your wages or I go to jail, who is the slave?
You, as in the politicians
right.
and
police.
Right.
If I have to pay for these public servants, quote-unquote, these slaves of ours, if I have to pay them or I go to jail, who's the slave?
Well, you're not a slave if you go to jail paying taxes because the person has gone and done something negligent, contrary to the Constitution.
Okay, if I've got to do something because you tell me I've got to do it, I'm your slave.
Yeah, you have to do it.
Yeah.
Because you're the slave.
Because you said so.
Thanks for the call, Randy. 800-259-9231.
No, it's not because he said so. It's because so many like him have said so. I deserve to be safe.
You know,
don't deserve to be safe. You deserve to be able to bear arms in order to make yourself safe.
You know what I'd like to see happen? Let's have a law passed, Mark, that makes it so whenever you address a bureaucrat or a police officer or an elected politician, that you must address them as Massa.
Right.
I'd like to have that law passed.
Because
then it'll make it clear to everybody
because
how we're slaves.
I've got to pay those taxes that pay their wages, and if I don't, I go to jail. That makes them my Massa.
Let's go to, Tom in the United Kingdom wants to talk about knife amnesty, because remember, we've talked about this in the past. In the United Kingdom, they've already banned handguns. Now they're working on knives. Seriously. We'll come back and talk to
them. Sharp sticks.
Coming up, 800-259-9231. Damien in Texas, Dave in Florida, also on hold. We will get to your calls if you're patient. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN Eco Goon Squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods. A time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big-box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow Patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure. Available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You like what we're doing here on the show? Well, then you should buy some stuff. Amazon.freetalklive.com is the place to go and shop. And it is the holiday season, so people are bustling about and going from place to place, buying things for people, gift wrapping them and putting them under trees and exchanges and office parties and that sort of thing. But why bother? Why bother going through all that hassle when you could just go to Amazon.freetalklive.com and get all of your holiday shopping done?
Yep.
In fact, you get all your personal shopping done, everything that you need for you, because there's, you know, Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer with 35 categories of products. Everything from the stuff for your bathroom cabinet to electronics to furniture.
Books. Lots of books.
DVDs, of course, what they were known for originally. Accessories, baby stuff, sporting goods, it's all there. And if you don't know what to get people, of course, you've got the Amazon gift certificates as well. Head over to Amazon.freetalklive.com because when you make a purchase at Amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a percentage. So once again, that's Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue with the phone calls here on guns and knives and banning them, and this is Free Talk Live. Let's talk to Tom in the United Kingdom. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tom. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk to you about the National Knife Amnesty in Britain and what a stunning success it's been. This year in May and June, the police put on a knife amnesty all across Britain. They claim to have collected over 100,000 knives.
Now, knife amnesty, just so, because we talked about it when it happened, but people might not know what's going on. Knife amnesty is where the police are, like they do with gun confiscations here in America, or gun turn-ins. So they had sort of like this knife turn-in or knife amnesty where they said to all the British citizens, come on, turn your knives in, no questions asked, right? That's basically what
they set up bins in the street where you can put them in these secure bins, and then you can hand them in at police stations, no questions asked.
What were the parameters on the knives they were collecting? I mean, were they taking in butcher's knives, or, I mean, can you still cook
anything
in your kitchen?
Anything from a pen knife through to a, you know, machete or something.
How do you,
like,
how do you chop celery without a knife? I mean, how do you cook without knives? So what are, were they seriously wanting people to turn in every knife they had, or what?
Well, I'm not totally sure. I mean, the only knife, you know, the only life I've ever taken with a knife is a chicken breast fillet. But it could possibly help me if somebody, you know, tried to attack me on a bus or something. But
sure.
They, After the amnesty was complete, the head of the Association of Chief Police Officers came out and said, every knife that is taken off our streets is one that cannot be used to kill, maim, or intimidate. The amnesty is certainly a step in the right direction, and I hope it will prove to be a catalyst in changing the culture of routine knife possession, minimizing the opportunity for the serious harm that can follow from the violent use of a knife.
Yes, because all of the, are they called yobs over there? Is that what they're called?
Yep, or chavs, or, yeah.
Chavs, all the chavs and yobs, because they all went and turned in their knives, right?
Well, no.
no, of course they didn't.
So it's just like with the gun turn-ins. The criminals keep the guns, the criminals keep the knives, and all the good law-abiding citizens go and hand them over. Can you believe this? It's just amazing.
What's really amazing is that the BBC had a report the other day, which I saw on the news, and it's on their website as well. You can watch the video. It's they obtained, using the Freedom of Information Act, a private report which is circulated among the Metropolitan Police, which is the police division in London,
mm-hmm.
Which basically looked at the statistics, and London actually had a slightly longer knife amnesty than the rest of the country.
Okay.
And they said that there was a very small reduction in knife-related crimes during the operation, but within weeks of it ending, the numbers returned to previous levels.
Of course.
It's basically the Metropolitan Police have realized that knife amnesties don't do anything at all.
What a shock.
Yet, I still see, whenever I travel up to London three times a week, commute, and the station I go through has a massive, great big poster advertising the local borough has a knife handing program. And they have a massive, great big poster which says, knives take lives, and you can go and hand
it rhymes and everything.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, what was really cool about it is that they got a local school child to design the poster, and the letters that make up the knives take lives are actually made up of knives.
Of knives.
And the
oh,
S,
boy, isn't that
and the S in lives is a pen knife.
Amazing. Tom, thanks for the update across the pond. We appreciate it, sir. 800-259-9231. Knives take lives. Turn them in today.
Yeah, it seems ridiculous to me. I mean, if you really want a knife...
For real.
I mean, they must be selling steak knives and cooking knives. You can
yeah.
just, if you want a really nice, big, sharp knife, you can just, you know, go to the local culinary store and buy yourself a big old steak knife.
Right, well, the intention is...
Are they going to have waiting periods on steak knives from here on out?
The intention of the knife amnesty, so-called, in the United Kingdom was that, well, since they banned guns, people have been arming themselves with knives in the streets because there's a bunch of punks around there, the yobs or the chavs, who will, you know, cause a bit of trouble, roust it up a bit. If you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so people carrying knives in order to protect themselves from these individuals, and the government wants to put a stop to that now. Because, oh, well, the excuse is if you have a knife on you, Mark, and you're not properly trained, then you might have the knife stolen from you by the offending individual and have it turned around and used on you.
Well,
it's a possibility.
I suppose it is, but the offending individual must then not have a knife, right, in order to take my knife away. Because if he had a knife and I didn't have a knife, how much better off would I be not having had it? You know, I mean, not having had it. If he had a knife and I had a knife and he took mine away, well, so what? He had a knife already.
I want to hear from somebody tonight who is an advocate of a knife ban. I mean, we've heard of gun control people here in the United States. Who can take up the cause of a knife ban?
Yeah, that's the next step after they take all the guns away. Not that they have all the guns.
Then they're going to go for rocks. After knives, it'll be rocks. Turn them in. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Bob in Miami, listening on WFTL. Hello, Bob.
Yes, I'm a first-time listener and first-time caller. But
well, that's because it's the first time we've been on WFTL, Bob.
It's very, very refreshing.
Thank you, sir. We're going to be on there every single Saturday night from 7 to 9 o'clock on WFTL, so tune in again.
Very good. But anyway, the point I was going to make, you know, a lot of people have to look at the Founding Fathers and the promises they made to the people. If you read the Federalist Papers, you'll understand that James Madison, who was a political scientist, is not a lawyer, he stated very plainly in the Federalist Paper number 46 and 47, he said, if the effective control of all three separate branches of government get under the same hand's control, then we will have tyranny. mm-hmm. and oppression, and there will be nothing in the system to correct the problem. In other words, you couldn't go to the Nazi party and say you're killing Jews. That was their purpose. You wouldn't go to the slave owners and say you're abusing slaves. That's your purpose. You wouldn't go to the Ku Klux Klan and say you're abusing blacks. That's your purpose. Nor would you go to our corrupt legal system and saying we're getting abused in the system, because that's your purpose. The lawyers in this country have taken over single same-hands control of all three separate branches of government.
Yep.
In other words, we have lawyer legislators making the laws, and you've got lawyer judges adjudicating the laws, and then you've got lawyer prosecutors enforcing laws. I mean, there's Lord Acton said power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Would you say it's time for a change here in the United States?
Well, I mean,
wasn't it Jefferson that called for a revolution every 20 years?
Right. Well, I think we could avoid the revolution by just getting people educated. You know, they say an educated consumer is your best customer. And in the state of California, there's a Dr. Thomas Sewell out there. They proposed a law to make it mandatory reading for all the students to read the Federalist Papers. However, if you read the original Federalist Papers, they are kind of difficult to read, and sure. a lot of our students really can't read. As a matter of fact, a lot of your lawyers and judges in this country have never read the Federalist Papers. They glanced over them, or they speed-read them, but they don't really understand separation of powers.
Wait, hold on. Point of information. You're talking about law students reading the Federal Papers or
yes,
all students?
They have never read them. Yeah, I've talked to so many of them, and I've talked to even judges.
Sure.
As a matter of fact, my attorney used to be the Chief Justice in the Florida Supreme Court. And I asked him, I said, you read them? He said, I glanced over them. But he said, nobody really reads them in law school because they're too difficult. But if there's a new book out there, it's called The Federalist Papers in Modern Language. It's indexed for today's political issues. It's edited by Mary E. Webster, the Webster Dictionary family.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
And the book is made at probably at a grade 11 reading level. If you read that book, and especially Federalist Paper number 46 and 47, it explains separation of powers and checks and balances, which we don't have in our government today.
No, not anymore.
And I'm hoping that if you ever have a chance, we have a website. As a matter of fact, some of the universities are teaching our websites. One is called constitutionalguardian.com, and the other website is called judicialaccountability.org.
Well, you know,
and the lawyers in Florida here, they want to even abolish their own bar association. They're so upset about the corruption in the system.
Wow.
We had a raid in our courthouse a few years back. It was called Operation Courtroom, and the federal government came down, and they arrested five judges and about 45 lawyers. And it was
right, they got five
of them. They had $300,000 worth of Mark Money kickbacks.
We're going to need a little more than five of them to get taken down. Thank you for the call, Bob. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. If you're on hold, we will get to you in hour number three. If you are losing us here and switching to different programming, get us online at freetalklive.com because hour three is coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.